塔之音服务员与聆听，各位尊敬的奉献者，大家早晨好。今天是2019年10月26号星期六，我们非常荣幸的邀请到敬爱的萨提亚德瓦法布为我们讲述今天的圣典博加瓦台的早课，感谢大家的聆听。 Hare Krishna。
Good morning to all the devotees in China. I'm so happy to be back with you.
中国的奉献者们大家早上好，我真的很开心能够再次跟大家聚在一起。
And currently I'm in Tokyo.
这几天我刚好在东京呢。
So we'll resume our series on the sixth canto, chapter 2, today's verse 42.
那么我们今天就一起再次回到圣典博加瓦坛的第六篇第二章的第42诗节的学习上。
And in this series we've been discussing, reading about and discussing the story of Ajamya.
在这一系列的瓦坛的诗节当中，我们一直都在阅读和讨论关于阿扎米勒的这个故事。
So before we begin the class, let me chant a little bit, and then we'll read the verse and purport. And if you have any questions after the class, please send them in.
然后一样的，还是按照之前的老规矩，在讲课之前的话呢，我先唱诵一下，然后就来学习诗文和这个要旨，然后大家再可以提出问题。
Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namane Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pacharane Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Aschatita Satarane Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadara Shivasadi Gaur Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Nityai Gaurapremananda, Hare Hare Gaur. Okay, so we're on text 42, chapter 2, canto 6 of the Srimad Bhagavatam.
所以我们就今天一起来学习圣典博加瓦坛第六篇第二章第42诗节。
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya
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 Yayu Parata Dishtasmin Adarkshit Purushanpura Upala Yopala Danpag Vavande Surasadvija Yarhi
当什么什么的时候
Uparata di,
他的心和智力固定于
Tasmin,
在那时
Adrakshit,
已看见
Purushan,
人物主 Vishnu 的命令执行官
Pura,
在他面前
Upalabhya,
看到
Upalabdhan,
看过的
rock.
Oh, okay. Prague 之前的。
Vavande.
献上顶礼。
Shira Shah.
用头。
Vija.
Brahmana.
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. When his intelligence and mind were fixed upon the form of the Lord, the Brahmana Ajamya once again saw before him four celestial persons. He could understand that they were those he had seen previously, and thus he offered them his obeisances by bowing down before them.
译文：当 Brahmana Ajamya 的心智固定在至尊主的形象上时，他再次看到了他以前看到过的四位天人，他能够明白他们就是他以前看到过的那些人，因此通过向他们顶礼献上他的敬意。Continue with purport.
Yes, please.
Okay. 要指当阿达里勒把注意力完全稳定地集中在至尊主的形象上时，那些营救过他的 Vishnu 的使者们再次出现在他的面前。 Vishnu 的使者们那时离开，以便给阿达里勒一个机会，让他用一些时间达到全神贯注的冥想至尊主的状态。现在他的奉爱之情成熟了，他们返回来接他走。阿加米勒认识到是以前那几位 Vishnu 的命令执行官又回来时，向他们顶礼表示敬意。 And the purport.
Omagana Tamirandasha Gananjana Salakaya Chaksumilitam Yena Tasmain Shri Gurave Namaha. Offer my humble obeisances to my spiritual master, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada.
我谦卑地向我的灵性导师 A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Papa 献上我的顶拜。
I was born in the darkness of ignorance.
我诞生于愚昧的黑暗之中。
And he opened my eyes with a torchlight of knowledge.
而他用知识的火炬照亮了我的双眼。
I again and again offer my gratitude and respects to him.
因此我一次又一次地向他献上我的敬意和感恩之情。
And I also offer my humble obeisances to all the previous acharyas.
并且我也向所有先前的灵性导师 acharya 们献上我的顶拜。
And I offer my humble obeisances to all the Vaishnavas listening to this talk today.
并且我也向今天在座聆听这次讲座的所有的 Vaishnava 们献上我的顶礼。
May all living beings be happy.
愿所有的生物体都快乐。
May all living beings be free of suffering.
愿所有的生物体都不再遭受苦难。
And may all living beings discover the truth of who they really are in their relationship with God.
并且祝愿所有的生物体都能发现他关于他们自我的真相，并且恢复到与主 Krishna 之间的永恒的关系。
So it's so exciting every day to remember that we're on this most auspicious path of Bhakti Yoga.
但每一天当我们想起记忆起自己都走在这条最为吉祥的道路 Bhakti Yoga 奉爱瑜伽的这条最为吉祥的道路上，真的是令人觉得非常非常兴奋。
Yeah, we've been reading the story of Ajamil.
我们一直都在阅读着阿加米勒的故事。
Even though he was born in a Brahmin family, fell into Maya.
而这个人即使是曾诞生于婆罗门的家庭，但是他还是堕入到了玛雅之中。
And pretty much wasted the value of his human life.
基本上就是浪费了他作为人类的生命的价值。
Because the human life, for every human, every human being has the potential to fully awaken and experience the joy of their true self.
因为作为人类， 拥有人体的生命，每一个人都是有潜力能够完全的觉醒，并且体验到作为真正的自我的喜悦。
But that takes, a willingness, to go within.
嗯，但是的话，确实需要一个人有这样的意愿，想要往内走。
To take a journey within oneself.
想要能够开启往内在的这样一条旅程。
And discover one's true being and the source of one's being, Krishna.
嗯，并且发现一个人真正的自我，发现他的真正的自我的源头 Krishna。
But the nature of the material world is it attracts our attention outside of ourselves.
但是物质世界的本质却使得我们的注意力全然的都是在自我之外。
And we become distracted by the glitter of material nature.
我们完完全全被这个物质自然的耀眼夺目的光芒给分散了注意力。
So this happened to Ajamil.
所以说这样的状态也发生在了阿加米勒的身上。
So Ajamil is really his story is our story.
嗯，因此阿加米勒的故事真的就是我们的故事。
Well, his story ends very happily.
而他的故事有个非常美好快乐的结局。
And we're coming to the end of his story here.
而我们现在也到了这个故事的快要结尾的地方了。
Now, in this verse, he's meeting the Vishnu Dutas again.
嗯，而故事发展到现在的这个时节，就是阿加比勒再次的遇到了 Vishnu Duta。
Yeah, these four transcendental personalities.
这四位超然的人格，超然的人。
These four liberated beings.
这四位已经解脱了的存在。
Eternally liberated beings.
永恒解脱了的存在。
They came from Vaikuntha.
他们是直接从 Vaikuntha 那里出现来临的。
They came for Ajamil twice.
他们是第二次来见阿加米勒了。
The first time was Ajamil was about to leave his body.
第一次的时候是当时阿加米勒即将到离开他的躯体。
He was an old man dying.
他当时是一个年纪很老的一个老人，然后即将要面临死亡。
And he led a life of sin, of ignorance.
而当时的阿加米勒是度过了充斥了罪恶的一生。
Yeah, completely identified with his mind and his body.
完完全全的认同于他的心意和躯体。
No awareness of his real self.
而完全没有觉知到他的真正的自我。
Yet, at the end of life, somehow or other, he chanted the name of God, Narayan.
然而到了生命的终止阶段的时候，他不知怎的却念出了神 Narayana 的圣名。
He wasn't even intending to call out to the Lord.
而当时他都并不是要去呼喊神本人。
He was just afraid because he saw the Yamadutas coming.
而当时他只是感到很恐惧，因为看到亚麻都他们出现了。
And they had tied his soul up. They tied up his subtle body, and they were yanking his subtle body and soul from his gross body.
而那一刻是亚麻都他们就是把绳子捆绑在了他的精微躯体上，要把他的精微躯体从粗糙躯体当中拽出来。
And they were intending to take him to hell to punish him for his sinful life.
这些亚麻都他们就是要把阿加米勒带到地狱去，然后惩罚他曾犯下的罪恶的活动。
And out of fear, Ajamil was calling out for his son who was nearby.Who happened to be named Narayan.
而处于恐惧，阿加米勒就喊出了他的旁边的儿子的名字，而他儿子的名字刚好就是 Narayana。
But even though his son was named Narayan, Narayan, the name Narayan is the name of God.
而他的儿子，这个名字 Narayana 实际上是神的名字之一。
So that did.Just because someone has the name of God himself, that doesn't diminish the power of the name, of the holy name.
而虽然说只是一个普通人有了神的名字而已，但是的话，这并不会减弱神的圣名的威力。
Lord Chaitanya has taught us, Nam Nama Kadi Bahuda Nija Sarva Saktis, that God has hundreds of millions of names.
主 Chaitanya 曾经就教导过我们，神有着成千万上百万的圣名。
But they are all equally powerful.
而他所有的这些圣名都是有同等程度的力量的。
Yeah, well, the name of God and God himself are not different.
而神的名字和神本人是完全相一致的。
So on the spiritual platform, everything is one.
在灵性的层面上，所有的一切都是一。
So our name and our real self, that may be different. That is different.
而我们的名字和我们真正的自我是完全不一样的。
But for God, there's no difference.
但是对神来说，却是没有任何区别的。
So within the name of God, God is personally present with all his power, unlimited power.
而就在神的圣名之中，就拥有着神所有的力量。
Of course, the sun is always the sun.
当然太阳就总是太阳。
Yesterday in Tokyo, we had a typhoon.
昨天在日本东京就有台风发生了。
Heavy wind, heavy rain.
然后就是刮大风下大雨。
Even though it was daytime, it was dark.
然后即便是昨天还是大白天的时候，都已经完全天都黑了下来。
We couldn't see the sun.
然后都看不到太阳。
But that doesn't mean the sun wasn't there.
但是看不见太阳却并不意味着太阳不在那里。
So when Ajahn Mir was calling out the name Narayan, calling out for the help for his son, Lord Vishnu was also there in the form of his name.
因此即便阿迦米勒在那一刻他喊出他儿子的名字，他是想要他儿子来救他，来帮他，但是他喊出的名字是主的圣名，因此在那一刻的话，主 Vishnu 他的威力，他的力量也就在那里临在了。
Yeah, so when we call out the name of the Lord, the Lord is personally present.
因此当我们喊出主的圣名的时候，主他本人就是亲自临在的。
And all of the energies and power of the Lord is also present.
因此主所有的能量，所有的力量和威力也同样一起临在。
And so are the associates of the Lord.
并且主的同游同伴们也一起临在。
He's always surrounded by loving servants.
主他总是被他充满爱心的仆人们给包围着的。
So as Ajahn Mir was dying and calling out the name of the Lord, the Vishnu Dutas were also there.
因此在阿迦米勒即将死亡喊着这个神的名字的时候， Vishnu Dutas 他们也就出现了。
And they freed Ajahn Mir from the grip of the Yama Dutas.
然后他们就把阿迦米勒从这个 Vishnu Dutas 他们的这个捆绑当中给拯救了出来。
And the Yamadutas left very disappointed.
而 Yamadutas 他们就很失望的离开了。
And then the Vishnu Dutas, they also disappeared.
而后 Vishnu Dutas 他们也跟着一起消失。
And Ajahn Mir became purified.
而阿迦米勒就获得了净化。
Because of the chanting of the holy name and the association of the Vishnu Dutas, he could realize the mistake he had made in this life.
由于阿迦米勒念出了神的圣名，并且获得了 Vishnu Dutas 他们的联谊，因此阿迦米勒就意识到他在这一生犯下的错误。
And he was very determined from that moment not to waste any more time. And sense gratification.
因此他就非常坚决的决定，从那一刻开始，他再也不会在感官享乐当中浪费任何一丁点时间了。
So he regretted his past sinful life.
他后悔曾经犯下的这些罪恶性的活动。
And he repented
并且十足的忏悔。
And then he became very determined.
然后他变得就是非常坚决的。
To live in the truth.
非常坚决的要活在生命的真相之中。
And to fix his mind on the holy name.
并且把他的心意完全专注于圣名。
And not to repeat his past mistakes.
而不再重蹈覆辙。
So even though he was about to die, he never left his body and his body regained some strength.
因此阿加米勒虽然当时是即将死亡，但是他却从来没有离开过他的躯体，而后他的躯体就再次的获得了一些力量。
And then he went to a holy place to chant the holy name.
于是他就去到一个圣地去念诵圣名。
And he went to Hardwar.
就去了哈尔德瓦尔。
And then he lived in a Vishnu temple.
他就住在了当地的一个 Vishnu 的神庙当中。
And then he chanted the holy name day and night, as he looked at the deity of Vishnu.
然后他就在庙里日以继夜的去念诵着主的圣名，然后并且看着Vishnu 的神像。
So he engaged in bhakti yoga and practice.
因此他就在进行着休息阶段的 Bhakti 奉懒瑜伽的休息。
That's called Sadhana Bhakti.
这被称为 Sadhana Bhakti.
And that's what we're doing.
而这就是我们在做的。
We're following in the footsteps of Ajahnmila.
我们在追随着阿加米勒的脚步。
Yeah, so there's some verses in the Nectar of Devotion written by Rupa Goswami.
在 Rupa Goswami 所写的奉爱的甘露当中有些诗节，我们现在来谈论一下。
That describe how practical bhakti yoga is as a process of self-realization.
Self-realization. 而这些诗节就描述到奉爱瑜伽的修习，对于这种自我觉醒而言来说的话呢，是一个非常非常讲究实际的这样一个修习过程。
So there's a famous verse from the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu or the Nectar of Devotion.
在这个奉爱的甘露海当中，也就是奉爱的甘露这本书当中有个非常出名的诗节。
Yeah, for those of you who don't know, Rupa Goswami, he wrote the Science of Bhakti.
对于可能还不了解的奉献者来说，那就是 Rupa Goswami 曾经写下了这个关于奉爱瑜伽的科学的这些著作。
That book is called the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu.
而这本书就被叫做 Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, 也就是奉爱的甘露海。
Which in English we call the Nectar of Devotion.
然后在英文当中就被叫做奉爱的甘露。
And then Prabhupada translated it as a summary study.
然后帕帕就把这本书作为一个学习的总结的这样一本书来翻译了出来。
So this book describes the scientific process of bhakti from the very beginning when one begins to the topmost realization.
而这本书就描述了奉爱瑜伽的整个一条的科学的过程，从最开始的初级阶段一直到最顶级的这个觉悟的状态。
So the verse goes like this.
这个世界是这样的。
Atashri Krishna Namadi Nabhavet Grahamindriyai Seva Mukhe Hijivadau Swayameva Sparatyadau. Which means, our material senses cannot perceive the spiritual reality.
而这个师姐的意思就是，我们物质的感官是无法感知到、无法看到灵性的现实的。
Yeah, so our eyes and our ears and our nose and our sense of touch cannot perceive the form of Krishna in his name.
因此我们的眼睛、耳朵、鼻子、触觉是无法感知到 Krishna 在他的圣名当中的形体。
So remember previously we said that Krishna is personally present in his name.
还记得我刚才说过，Krishna 他是本人亲自临在于他的圣名中，是吧？
And so one may ask, well, when I chant the holy name, why don't I see Krishna?
因此一个人就可能问，那为什么我在念诵圣名的时候却没有看到 Krishna 呢？
That's a reasonable question.
这是一个合理的问题。
Well, when our mind is identified with our senses,
当我们的心意都认同于感官。
We cannot perceive spirit.
那我们就无法感知到灵性。
Just like when it's cloudy, we can't see the sun.
这就像是当是阴天的时候，我们是看不到有太阳的存在的。
But this verse says that when we engage our material senses and our mind in serving Krishna.
但是这个师姐却提到，如果我们把我们物质的感官和心意运用在对 Krishna 的服务当中。
Especially when we use the sense of speech or our tongue.
特别是当我们运用我们的这个说话的感官，也就是我们的舌头。
By chanting the holy name.
通过念诵主的圣名。
And taking Krishna prasad.
并且荣耀 Krishna 的 prasadam。
Then the consciousness becomes purified.
那么我们的知觉就会获得净化。
And even the material senses become purified.
即使是物质的感官也获得了净化。
And then Krishna reveals himself.
而后 Krishna 就会揭示他本人。
So Ajamil, he went to Hardwar and he lived in a Vishnu temple.
因此阿加米勒就去到了哈尔德瓦尔，住在了当地的一个 Vishnu 的神庙当中。
And then it doesn't say for how long, but for a long time he sat in that temple chanting Hare Krishna and looking at the Vishnu deity.
然后他有很长一段时间，但是书里并没有提到是多长，然后他就一直坐在神庙里念诵着主的圣名，并且观看着Vishnu 的神像。
And then when he was fully, when his bhakti had fully awakened, his love for Krishna had fully awakened,Now the Vishnu Dutas returned for him.
而当他的 Bhakti, 当他对 Krishna 的爱完全的觉醒的时候，那么现在 Vishnu Duta 们又再次的出现在他面前了。
Yeah, so we see some similarities between our story and Ajamil's story.
我们可以在自己的故事和阿加米的故事当中看到一些相似之处。
Because when he chanted the holy name as he was dying,He wasn't chanting the pure name.
因为在他即将死亡的时候，他念出的圣名并不是纯粹的圣名。
Well, the name is always pure.
当然，名字本身是纯粹的。
But his chanting wasn't pure.
但是他的念诵并不纯粹。
So that's called namabhas.
而这就被称为 namabhas.
Just a glimpse of light of the holy name.
就只是对于圣名的这一丁点的瞥见而已。
Yeah, even though we had a typhoon here yesterday in Tokyo and it was raining so heavy, it was dark, but even though it was dark, it was still a little light. You could still see where you were walking as you walked down the street.
而在昨天东京遭受了很大的一场台风，就是天气这个就是天气非常糟糕，下大雨而且很黑，但是的话呢，即便是在这种很黑的情况下，还是有那么一丁点的光，是你走在路上的时候你是可以看到自己身处在哪个地方的。
Yeah, so when our consciousness is clouded by material identification,
因此当我们的知觉完全是被这种物质的认同给遮蔽了起来。
Even though we're chanting, we cannot perceive the full light of the name.
所以说，我们即使是在念诵，但都无法完全的感知到圣名的光芒。
But still, there's some light there.
但是的话呢，即便如此，还是能感受到那么一丁点的这个圣名的光芒。
And if we keep chanting.
而如果我们持续的念诵
Gradually the clouds that are covering our consciousness are removed.
那么随着我们持续的念诵，遮蔽着我们知觉的玛雅的云朵云彩就会渐渐的散开。
And then eventually we can perceive the full light of the holy name.
而最终我们就能得以感到圣名的全然的光芒。
So it's very interesting and significant that the initial meeting Ajamil had with the Vishnu Dutas, they didn't take him back to Godhead immediately. They left him in the material world.
因此非常有趣，但同时也是非常重要的是，在阿扎米勒最开始跟维什努都他们相见的时候，是维什努都他们并没有把他带到灵性世界，而是把他继续留在物质世界当中。
So we may ask the question, well, why didn't they, you know, he was chanting the holy name, why didn't they just take him back to God?
因此我们可能就会问这个问题，诶，那他当时都是在念诵圣名啊，为什么没有把他带回灵性的家园呢？
Maybe you've asked that question yourself for about...
也许你自己可能也问过这个问题。
Krishna, I'm tired of this material world.
Krishna, 我对这个物质世界感到太疲惫了，太厌倦了。
I'm chanting your name.
我在念诵您的圣名。
Why don't you just take me back?
你为什么不直接就把我带走吗？
What's the purpose of me staying here?
我在这到底是有什么意义吗？
So, this is the point.
所以说这就是要点所在的。
We have to choose Krishna.
我们必须要自己去选择 Krishna.
And we have to show him that we want him and nothing else.
我们必须要向 Krishna 展示出来，我们要的是他，而不是要的其他任何的事物，任何的人。
Because love is about free will.
因为爱都是关乎于自由意志的。
Without a choice, there's no free will.
如果人都不能做出选择的话，那就没有自由意志的存在。
Yeah, so after the first meeting with the Vishnu Dutas, Ajamil was awake enough to understand his situation.
因此在与 Vishnu 的他们第一次相见之后，阿扎米勒就有足够的这种觉醒的状态，能够得以去明白就是他自己的处境。
He chose his whole life to live in ignorance run after the illusion of material happiness.
他曾经做出的选择是活在愚昧和无知之中，然后并且去追逐物质的幸福的这种幻觉幻象。
Of course, when we're dreaming, we don't know we're dreaming.
当然，在我们做梦的时候，我们怎么知道自己是在做梦呢？
Yeah, so when Ajamil was running after material pleasure, he was dreaming.
因此在阿扎米勒终其一生的去追逐着这个物质的愉悦的时候，他实际上都是处于一种梦境的状态。
Yeah, so when we're dreaming, we really don't have a choice to wake up from the dream.
因此当我们在做梦的时候，我们实际上真的没有选择，能够选择让自己从梦里面醒过来。
Yeah, we can't wake up until we're almost awake. Then we can choose, okay, I'll get out of bed and chant Hare Krishna.
而我们只有等到自己即将要醒的那些片刻的时候，才是有选择，能够选择是直接起床念诵圣名呢，还是选择再继续睡一会儿。
So after Ajamil had the association of the Vishnu Dutas, he was now awake enough to choose between Maya or Krishna.
因此在阿扎米勒第一次遇到了维什努都他们之后，他就有足够的觉醒的状态，能够得以做出选择，是要选择 Krishna 还是要选择 Maya。
Yeah, so he was in this kind of mid period where you're awake enough to choose to wake up or go back to sleep.
因此他就处在这样一种中间状态，是愿意继续睡下去呢，继续做梦，还是要醒过来起床。
So he chose to wake up from the dream of separation from Krishna.
因此他做出的选择是要从与 Krishna 相分离的梦境当中苏醒过来。
And then so the Vishnu Dutas left him to exercise his free will.
因此 Vishnu Duta 们就离开了他，给予他自由，使得他能够去运用他的自由意志。
So there was a period of time where he had to continue to choose Krishna and reject Maya.
因此有这样的一段时期，就是阿加米勒必须得继续的去选择 Krishna 和拒绝 Maya。
Yeah, so every time we come out of our mind and hear the sound of the holy name,
每一次我们从心意当中走出来，聆听到主的圣名，
we leave the illusory world of the mind of the past and the future.
我们就离开了心意的关于过去和未来的虚幻幻觉。
We make a conscious choice to do that.
我们是做出一个有觉知的选择，来做出这样的选择的。
We're exercising the power of our free will.
我们在运用着自己的自由意志。
And we choose to look at Tulsi Devi or the deity and hear the holy name.
我们就做出选择来听到圣名，来看到图拉西，看到神像。
We're choosing to be with Krishna.
我们在做出选择来和 Krishna 在一起。
We're choosing to live in the truth of life.
我们在做出选择来让自己活在生命的真相之中。
And we're rejecting the illusion.
并且我们是在拒绝幻觉。
Because the world of the past and the mind and the world of the future is not real.
因为心意的世界关乎于过去和未来的心意，这都是幻象。
Our consciousness, our life, is eternal.
而我们的知觉，我们的生命却是永恒的。
That which is eternal doesn't have a beginning or an end.
而永恒的事物是无始无终。
So every time we chant the holy name and we're present for the holy name, it's an act of love.
因此每一次在我们念诵圣名，在我们与圣名一起临在的时候，那我们就是 sorry, Gumar, I just forgot the second part. That's an act of love.
Yeah.
那就是一种爱的行为。
Yeah, we're choosing Krishna.
我们就是在选择 Krishna.
He's in our heart.
他就在我们的心当中。
He gets all excited.
然后当他感受到我们为他而临在的时候，他就会变得非常的兴奋。
Oh, she's turning her face towards me.
他正在转过身来面对着我。
She's choosing to do that.
他在做出选择来这样做。
She's choosing me.
他在选择我。
Krishna appreciates that.
Krishna 就会很欣赏、很感激这样的行为。
Yeah, so once we know the path,
一旦我们知晓了这条道路
，once we know that we've been dreaming,
一旦我们知晓自己一直都在做梦
，we can choose to live in the reality.
我们就可以做出选择来让自己活在现实和真相之中。
Reality is that Krishna is everything.
而现实和真相就是 Krishna 就是所有的一切。
And we're eternally part of Krishna.
并且我们永恒的是主的一部分。
And that means every moment.
这就意味着在每一刻我们都是 Krishna 的一部分。
There's never been a time where we've not been connected to Krishna.
从来都没有过任何一刻是我们和 Krishna 相分离、相断开的这一刻。
There will never be a time where we will not be connected to Krishna.
并且在将来也没有任何一刻是我们会和 Krishna 断开连接的。
We cannot exist without Krishna.
我们是不可能在没有 Krishna 的这没有我们是不可能在没有 Krishna 的情况下得以存在的。
We've just been dreaming.That we exist without Krishna.
而我们只不过是在做梦，在梦里面认为自己是和 Krishna 相分离的。
Yeah, so we have this opportunity to prove our love for Krishna.
因此，我们有这样的一个机会，能够向 Krishna 证明我们对他的爱。
To be steady in our relationship with Krishna.
并且在我们和 Krishna 的关系当中稳定下来。
Right? The more we are steady in our relationships with each other, the more we trust each other.
对吧？我们如果在和别人的关系当中能够是非常非常稳定的，并且是越来越稳定的，那么我们在和另一个人之间就会有越来越多的信任。
But we always have a choice to keep a relationship with each other or not.
嗯，但是我们总是有选择的。我们可以选择和这个人继续保持关系，还是说和他断开交流。
Right, so if we didn't have that choice, there wouldn't be the possibility of love.
因此，如果我们连这样的选择都没有，那就不可能会有爱的存在了。
So, just like Ajamil, we have this life.
就像阿加米勒一样，我们有这样的一个生命。
This one life now.
就在现在，我们有这样的。这一条生命。
Prabhupada has suggested to us.
而帕帕曾经对我们建议说。
He said you've had millions of lifetimes.
帕帕曾经说你曾经经历过上百万的生世。
Why not give this one to Krishna?
为什么不能把这一条生命这一世的生命给予 Krishna 呢
yeah, So we're all deciding, we're choosing,To use the rest of this life to awaken from the dream of separation from Krishna.
而我们都在决定去运用接下来的人生，接下来的生命，来从与 Krishna 相分离的梦境当中苏醒过来。
And as we continue to follow the regulative principles of freedom and chant our 16 rounds a day,Gradually, we will awaken from this dream.
随着我们遵循四项规范原则，并且每天念诵十六圈，慢慢的我们就能够从这个分离的梦境当中苏醒过来。
And when we fully awaken, the Vishnu Dutas are going to appear to us.
而当我们完全的觉醒的时候，Vishnu Dutas 他们就会出现在我们的面前。
And Krishna will also appear to us in the form of his name.
并且 Krishna 也会在他会以他的圣名的方式出现在我们的面前。
So when we are ripe, when our bhakti is ripe, then Krishna will take us out of the material world and to the spiritual world.
因此当我们的 bhakti 得以成熟的时候，Krishna 就会把我们从物质世界当中拉出来，而带到灵性世界中。
That's one way to look at it.
所以这是我们可以以这样的一种视角来看待这个阿加米勒的故事。
The other way to look at it is as we awaken from the dream of Krishna.
而另一个视角则是
The dream of that we exist separate from Krishna. As we awaken from that dream.
而另一个视角则是随着我们从与 Krishna 相分离的这个梦境当中苏醒过来
，We'll realize that we've never been separate from Krishna.
我们就会意识到，就会领悟到，我们从来都没有和 Krishna 相分离过。
In other words, we'll see that the spiritual world is actually present here on earth.
present here on earth. 那么换言之，我们就会看到，实际上灵性的世界就是在地球上展示着的。
There's no for us to physically go. Spiritually, everything's already here.
从灵性上来看，灵性世界的一切都是在这里的，都已经在地球上了。因此，我们不需要实际的去到那个灵性世界。
And so, wherever we are, when we chant the holy name, we'll feel the presence of Krishna. We'll see his form.
因此无论我们身处何地，我们都能感受到 Krishna 的临在，都能够看到他。
And we'll see that everything is coming from Krishna and that he's present within everything.
我们就能看到所有的一切都是来源于 Krishna, 我们就能看到 Krishna 临在于万事万物之中。
So that vision of that vision of seeing everything in relationship to Krishna, that is the spiritual world.
而能够看到所有的一切都是与 Krishna 相关联的这样一种视角，这样一种视域，那就已经等同于灵性世界了。
Yeah, it's only in our mind, in illusion, that we see anything, including ourselves, as separate from Krishna.
而只有当我们活在心意之中，活在幻觉之中，才会看到所有的一切，看到包括我们自己都是和 Krishna 相分离的。
So this is, we call this awakened consciousness.
我们就把这称作为已经觉醒了的知觉。
And when we fully awaken, we'll see, and Krishna explains this also in the Bhagavad Gita, we'll see separate from Krishna.
因此当正如 Krishna 在薄伽梵歌之物是和他相分离的。
Or not, it won't make any difference.
无论我们是不是拥有这具物质躯体都不会带来任何区别。
Let's look at Bhagavad Gita chapter 6, text 30.
我们来一十十节。
I have to look it up.
I don't have the Chinese version, but I can just translate.
Okay. Yo mam pashyati sarvatra sarvam cha mai pashyati tashyaham na pranashyami sa cha me na pranashyati. For one who sees me everywhere and sees everything in me, I am never lost, nor is he ever lost to me.
所以说大家可以稍后看一下书上的 6.30 这个诗节的要译文，然后我在这就迅速的说一下，那就是对于一个在任何地方任何事物当中都看到我，看到所有一切都存在于我当中的这样一个人，我对他是从来没有离开过，从来没有分开过的，而他也从来没有离开过我。
So Ajamiya, his intelligence and mind were fixed on the form of the Lord.
因此对于阿加米勒来说，他的智力和心意完全的就已经稳定在固定在 Krishna 身上了。
So he no longer saw himself or anything as separate from Krishna.
因此他不再看到他自己，不再看到所有其他的一切都是与 Krishna 相分离的。
So his Krishna consciousness, his love for Krishna had matured.
因此他的 Krishna 知觉，他对 Krishna 的爱就已经成熟了。
And at that point, Krishna sent his representatives to take him back to Godhead.
到那一刻 ，Krishna 就派他的代表来领着阿加米勒回到灵性世界。
Yeah. So if you ever think, oh Krishna, why aren't you revealing yourself? Why aren't you just taking me back to Godhead? Why do I have to stay here?
所以说如果你要是曾经想过，就是为什么 Krishna 你不把我带回灵性世界呢？为什么 Krishna 你不向我展示你自己呢？我为什么还要在这儿待着呢？
There's a good reason.
那么这实际上是一个很好的理由的。
The reason is Krishna knows we're not ready yet.
而理由就是 Krishna 知道我们还没有做好准备。
Yeah, we're mangoes on a tree ripening.
我们还是树上的芒果，还在即将成熟的阶段。
If you take the mango off the tree before it's ready, it won't ripen.
如果你要是在芒果还没有成熟的时候就把它从树上摘下来，那它永远都没办法成熟了。
Yeah, so our time in the material world, our time in this body is very purposeful.
因此我们在物质世界的时间，我们在这个躯体当中的时间是非常有意义的。
Yes, actually the whole material world is designed in such a way to want to motivate us to surrender to Krishna.
嗯，实际上整个物质自然的设计，它就是被设起来为了激发我们，为了激励我们能够向 Krishna 臣服。
That's the purpose of the material world.
这就是物质世界的目的。
It's meant to help us ripen our bhakti by choosing Krishna continually.
嗯，它旨在帮助我们的 bhakti 成熟，那就是不断的激励着我们做出选择，时时刻刻的做出选择，来选择 Krishna。
So Krishna knows what's best for us better than we do.
了解，我们什么对我们来说才是最好的。
Yeah, so whatever comes our way, we should thank Krishna.
因此，无论我们面前出现任何怎样的事物，我们都应该心怀感激、谢谢的这种心情。
And take it as an opportunity to surrender to Him and to trust Him.
并且把这作为一次机会来信任他，来向他臣服。
So some mangoes they ripen faster than others.
所以有些芒果会比另一些芒果成熟的更快。
Yeah, so our free will, by the proper use of our free will, we can expedite the ripening process.
而通过我们恰当的运用自己的自由意志，我们就能够加速自己的 bhakti 的成熟的过程。
Or we can slow it down.
或者我们也可以让整个过程缓慢下来。
And if that wasn't a fact, then there'd be no meaning to free will.
If that isn't a fact, then there would be
If we didn't have some choice in the matter, then that would mean we had no free will.
而如果我们要是在这个事情上或者在任何事情上都没有选择的话，是选择加速还是选择放缓，那么也就无所谓这种自由意志的存在了。
Yeah, so.We should trust in the process.
因此我们应该信任这个过程。
We should trust in the acharyas.
我们应该信任 acharya 们。
We should know without a doubt that we're on the right path.
我们应该毫无质疑地相信自己是走在正确的道路上的。
There's one verse from Srimad Bhagavatam that I find very inspiring.And comforting at the same time.
在圣典博加瓦坛有个诗节是让我觉得充满了灵感和鼓舞，而同时的话呢，又会觉得非常的给我很大的舒适和慰藉感。
So I'm going to end today's class on this verse.
所以说我就会以这个诗节来结束今天的讲课。
This is from Srimad Bhagavatam, chapter 2, verse 25.
Which canto, Guru Maharaj?
First canto.
Oh, 第一篇, which verse, sorry?
25,
okay. 所以大家可以看到瓦坛的第一篇第二章的第二十五诗节。
All right, so 1, 2, 25.
所以说 1.2.25.
Bejire munayotagre bhagavatam anhoksajam sattvam vishudam shemaya kalpante ye nutanhi iha. It says, all previous great sages, they rendered service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
I'm looking at it. Okay, you can continue.
I'll read the English and then you can translate.
Okay. 所以说这个诗节，1.2.25，曾这个诗节的译文，我在这就简单的翻一下。曾经，所有伟大的圣人都向至尊人格守神献上他们的服务。
And just if we have an English listeners, I'll read the English. Previously, all the great sages rendered service under the personality of Godhead due to his existence above the three modes of material nature. They worshipped him to become free from material conditions and thus derive the ultimate benefit. Whoever follows in such great authorities, whoever follows such great authorities, is also eligible for liberation from the material world. Yay!
我们来看这个诗节的翻译。曾经所有伟大的圣人都由于至尊人格守神存在于物质自然的三重属性之上，而向至尊人格守神献上他们的服务。他们崇拜他，从而好让自己从物质制约的影响当中解脱出来，并由此获得终极的利益。任何一个追随如此伟大的人格、伟大的权威人物的任何一个人，都有资格能够从物质世界当中解脱出来。
So I thank you all for listening today.
所以说感谢大家今天的问题，今天的聆听。Gumar, is there questions?
Oh, really?
Yeah, 1, 2, 3, 4.
I thought it wasn't a live broadcast.
It is actually, yeah, it's a live one. Just next time we need to make a recording better.
Okay. Well, I'm out of time today because I have to go travel to a program.
Oh, okay. 卢鲁说由于他现在没时间了，他马上要离开住的地方，然后去参加当地的一个联谊活动。
So I promise you next Saturday we'll start with the questions.
所以说就给大家承诺，下个星期一上课就先回答今天问问题的同学的这四个问题。
And then we'll continue with our reading.
然后我们再继续的讲课。
And then if you have more questions, we'll answer those questions the week after that.
而如果大家要是有更多的问题的话呢，我们就下周的时候再回答了。
All glories to Prabhupada, all glories to Ajahn Mial, all glories to Srimad Bhagavatam, all glories to the translators and facilitators, all glories to the listeners.
Oh, Lord. 所有的荣耀都归于帕帕和圣典博迦瓦坛，还有今天聆听讲课的歪西那瓦们。外昆塔之音服务源于聆听，今天的讲课到此结束。Hare Krishna， 愿大家有美好的知觉的一天。